Hello, everyone. Let me check. I came on a minute early so I could change my name and all the things. So let me do that first. That's the beauty of hopping on a second early. I hope everyone is doing well. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, I hope you're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Coach Lisa is here with us. She is going to be in the chat and in the Q&A, and she will be typing in all caps so that you can see what she's having to say, what she does say. We do that here in OBS. If this is your first call, if you've just joined, welcome, welcome, welcome. All right. So, what is this? This is a webinar where we're going to talk about how to be successful in your next 30 days. It's especially important for new members to come to this call so they can learn exactly how to work through the program. We can tell you any maybe bumps in the road that you might hit. We can tell you how to get help and just kind of get you going. That is what we're here for today. But if anyone just needs a quick kick in the ass, I'm here to do that as well. So I'm Coach MJ. I'm the member journey director here at NoBS. Started as a member, lost 85 pounds, and left my job as a physical therapist, became coach, became head coach. And now I'm over, once you join the membership, you're under my umbrella until you decide to leave. So my job is to make sure you lose weight. That's really my job. Okay, I'll give you the kick, Michelle. I'll give you the kick. All right. If this is your first Zoom inside of NoBS, we do have closed captions available. You just hit the CC button. Make sure that you have your chat set to everyone, not just host and panelists, but everyone, so that everyone can see what you're saying. And any questions that you really want us to answer or you want me to answer at the end, put those in the Q&A box so we don't miss them. And then Lisa can leave some for me if she feels like I need to answer them. Also, we've got reactions buttons. So if you want to give a heart or a thumbs up or a, a cheer thing, like a little woo thing, use those as well. So yeah, let's see the reactions. Yay, here we are. All right, so we have a little bit of a smaller group here, but who has been here less than a month? Go ahead and give the reactions if you have been here less than a month. Like you're brand spanking baby new, brand new to no BS. Just a couple of you. Okay. All right. Well, welcome. So we're going to talk first about what success looks like in no BS. So when you join or you're coming, we've all tried a thousand diets, right? Like we've all tried everything under the sun and under the moon and the stars to lose weight. And we have always measured success by the scale. If the scale goes down, we did well. The scale doesn't go down or it goes up, we suck. So at No BS, we measure success a little bit differently. So this morning, I got to spend some time and ask coaches. I don't get over there typically, but with holidays and travel and different things going on for team members, I did get over there today. And there was a new member who had not been here very long, and she went to run errands after work yesterday. And she was in line at the dollar store, and there's the little corral at the dollar place, and it was just full of candy and snacks. She was getting a little bit hungry. And so she was like, well, I am hungry. I'm going to get this candy bar. So as she's waiting in line, she did not plan for a candy bar, by the way. And as she's waiting in line, she is thinking, all right, you did not plan this. So you can have anything you want, Corinne said, but only if you're hungry and you plan it. And she said, I am hungry, but I didn't plan it. So she gets to the car, and what does she do? She eats the candy bar. So she is like, how can I follow my plan? So she was thinking that was not success. She was not successful in that moment. But what I was trying to show her was before she had awareness that she wanted to write a plan and eat when she was hungry and stop it enough and all the amazing four basics inside of No BS, she would have picked up the candy bar, never had a second thought about it, wouldn't have even asked herself if she was hungry, wouldn't have even thought about if she planned it or not. But now she's at least given herself an opportunity to have a conversation. That is a win. Doesn't matter what the scale says on Friday or whatever day you weigh. What she's doing is she's learning. She's recognizing her urges. She is like, okay, I want to be a person who eats when I'm hungry and only things that I've planned. Now, she at least knew she was hungry. She at least reminded herself that she really didn't want to eat it unless it was on plan. However, she ate it off plan. Now, y'all may be like, I already fucked up. One thing she also did is she realized that she could just keep going the rest of the night, which is amazing, because how many of us would have eaten the candy bar and then been like, well, today's gone. Might as well stop by and get me some fried chicken because today is screwed. She didn't do that. She had so many wins in that post in Ask Coaches that she couldn't even see. She could not even see what she did yesterday by eating the candy bar. Eating the candy bar off plan is, and then deciding to get right back after it after she ate the candy bar off plan. What she did was take so many steps towards a person who writes a plan, follows a plan, and honors their hunger. And that is how we measure success inside of No BS. She did eat it, but this time she didn't eat it mindlessly. She did eat, and she even put in her post, next time I could have gone, like next time, how does she want to show up? I could have gone home first, eaten my planned dinner, and then gone out to run my errands. And then I even offered her a few suggestions in Ask Coaches. So there are so many ways that you could take any time you eat off plan or you overeat, learn from it, and do something differently next time. That's how we measure success inside of No BS. The ultimate goal is that the scale goes down. The more practice she gets with it, the more mindful she becomes, the scale is going to go down. Hell, it could go down this week. I don't know what it's going to say. But I do know that she does not have to sit around beating herself up for being a failure when she showed up like a boss last night and giving herself an opportunity to pat herself on the back and collect those wins when in the past she would have thought, well, now I've screwed up, is a step in the right direction. And that is how we measure success inside of No BS. I will tell you, a lot of people who are that all or nothing diet mentality, when you walk in the door at No BS, you have a really, really, really hard time seeing what you're doing right when all you're focused on is going off plan, or I overate, or I think I ate before I was hungry. And you are so trained and focused on what is going wrong, you never give yourself an opportunity to look at what's going right. If you are that person, you need to head on over to Ask Coaches. Anytime you like mess up or you make some decisions, go write about that and Ask Coaches. If you're not somebody who's used to finding your wins, let us show you how to do that. Let us show you how to do it. The other thing she said in her post was, you know, it's like, I've been thinking my plan is a guideline. And I told her in that Ask Coach's response, when I first joined, I looked at my plan as my promise to myself. And somebody that I love, I'll make promises. And every once in a while, I'll have to break my promise. But it is very rare. And I looked at my life and I was like, I can keep promises to everybody else in my entire life but me. And I had to figure out how to be a person that I kept promises to. And that 24-hour plan, I don't care if your food's on repeat and you eat the same thing, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every single day. When you write that plan and then somebody says, hey, let's run get ice cream, or hey, let's go do this thing. Because there will be things that come up and you'll have to say no every once in a while. It gives you the opportunity to show yourself that you've got your own back, that you are making yourself a priority, and that you are going to learn how to keep promises to yourself. All right. Now, a lot of you also been talking a lot about past diets on this call, because the truth is, when we join any program or we start anything, we have all the diet rules in the past. We got Susan, we bring in Susan Powder along, Leslie Sansone walking away to pounds, maybe some beach bodies walking in the door with us. We got our points from Weight Watchers. We got Dr. Adkins in our brain telling us that carbs are bad. We got all that stuff with us. Your ability to lose weight today or this week or this month has absolutely nothing to do with what you did in the past. Think about being a baby, pooping in their pants. You decided at some point, or your parents pushed you to start going to the potty. You didn't sit around going, well, I've never done that. I mean, I've always done it this way, so I guess I always have to do it that way. I don't have any evidence that I can poop in a potty. I don't know that it's possible. But with practice and determination, you figured out how to go to the potty. Same thing with riding a bike. If you've ever ridden a bike, learned how to ride a bike, you fail, you tipped over, you scraped your knee, you did all the things. You just kept going with zero evidence that you were ever going to be able to figure it out. You were just determined that you were. Your past of not being able to ride a bike for 10 years did not stop you from figuring out how to ride a bike. Your past diets that don't ever prove to you that you can lose all of your weight and keep it off doesn't have anything to do with what you do today, what you plan today, what you put in your mouth today, putting your fork down today. We are turning over a new leaf inside of No BS. We give you the support. We help you figure it out. We're not going to dawdle in the past and look at all the ways we failed ourselves. This is different. You've got support. You've got help. You've got a team of people who wake up every day and the only thing they think about is, how am I going to help you lose weight today? You individually, you personally. And you've never had that before. And now you do. Not only can we help you, how many of y'all have gone to those strip malls with all that, like Jenny Craig and all that bullshit, and your counselor has never been overweight? They just hired her off of a resume and a now hiring sign in the front, and they have no idea what you've been through. We don't do that in OBS. We only hire coaches who are no BS women who found Corinne some kind of way by the grace of God. We used every tool that you're using right now. We know this program inside and out, and we are here to help you. We figured out No BS, and we can help you figure out No BS. Corinne did not just hire these coaches off of, you know, Indeed or one of those online places. She only hires in the membership. She sees we prove ourselves inside as members first, and then we get a coaching degree with no idea, a coaching certificate, no clue that we're ever going to work for Corinne. We just believe in it that much. And then we come to work for No BS. So I just want you to know that whatever you're dealing with, whatever urges you have, any of that stuff, we've been through it. We figured it out, or we're still working through it. You know, we ain't, none of us got a perfect week, but we keep going. And we figure it out. We know every tip, trick, hack, easy workaround there is in No BS. And all you have to do is ask us and we will help you. If you're sitting in your living room struggling with urges by yourself and you don't let us know you need help, we can't help you. Our mind reading skills are not as good. Our weight loss skills are on point. Mind reading skills, not so much. But all you have to do is ask and we will help you. You don't have to do it by yourself anymore. You just don't. And so many women sit around, they don't ask for help. They don't advocate for themselves. They don't tell people what they want because they think everybody else is more important, or their question's more important than my question, or I don't really even know what to ask, or this is a stupid question. There is no question that is not of the utmost importance to the No BS coaches. None. and our amazing community and our amazing like community team and in our customer support team. Your question is the most important question. The most important question. Yes, Steph, ask for help. Yes, exactly. All right. Yeah, just go ask for help. I'm going to tell you, I had the best time in Ask Coaches this morning. It was a lot of fun. I haven't done it in a while. So I was like slow at first, and I got my speed up, and I had my mojo, and I got in the zone. It was a lot of fun. All right. So I'm going to share my screen, and I'm going to show the website because I want to make sure that you know where everything is. Now, for those of you oldies but goodies, y'all do not know this. However, in the last couple weeks, we have changed the way that new people are going through No BS. And it's going to change again coming up. But I'm so excited. So if you have been here a while and you're like, wait a minute, that does not look like my website. There's a reason for that. So now when you join, as of a couple weeks ago, in your first 30 days, we put you in a 30-day Facebook group, not in our main group, but in our 30-day Facebook group. We have got our new member transformation coaches in there. I am in there. Corinne is in there. The other No BS coaches are in there. We want to make sure that you have everything you need, that you've created some good habits in a smaller environment, that you're able to cut out some of the noise from the main Facebook group because it's a bigger group. And really start to develop those habits. So we are in there with you for the first 30 days. And then after 30 days, you will graduate to the main group. You'll get an email about how to request it. Your website will switch over and you'll see the main Facebook group link. After 30 days, you'll have access to subgroups as well. So all of the little smaller groups, and you can also, you will also, after 30 days of membership, unlock accountability. So after you've been a member for 30 days inside of No BS, our amazing accountability coach, Dina, will put you in a group, an accountability group, or give you an accountability partner if you would like one. It is not necessary. It's not required. Neither is Facebook. But it is a great place to find connection and hook up with other No BS women. So the other thing that you get inside of No BS in your first 30 days, you have three opportunities to get on a call with a transformation coach. It is right here in this quick start. When you join, you're brought straight to this new member quick start. Lesson three, you just click there. And you click here to schedule your meeting. You can come back here three times if you want to and schedule three meetings in your first 30 days. It's a small group call with our transformation coaches to make sure that you have everything you need in your first 30 days. I would love for everybody to take advantage of at least one, right? And maybe you get to the end and you're like, of your first 30 days, and you're like, I only had one call, but I really do want to touch base one more time just to make sure I have everything I need, come back and reschedule another call. So, all right, next, you're going to go to the No BS weight loss course. This is where all the magic happens, y'all. On this page, you've got a cheat sheet to tell you the four basics. You've got the No BS planner. You can click on that. You can download it, print it, have it bound, send it to Staples or FedEx. We have the information for FedEx on the website. And then you just start the course. If you are like me, so when I found Corinne, I had three children at home. One was in college, two children at home. One was a competitive dancer. So I was a dance mom. I was traveling every weekend. I was a physical therapist in a nursing home / rehab facility, and I had this much time. If I was required to sit in front of my computer and watch Corinne talk, I would have never gotten through it. I was on the go. You'll learn about the different types of No BS women, bottom line bitch, moderation mama, and deep dive diva. I was a bottom line bitch. Give me what I need to know. I will write my plan and I will listen, but I am not watching these videos. I did not have time. Maybe you do have time. Maybe you love to watch the videos. They're right here for you. But if you want to, you can click here and download the podcast. So this same course is in podcast form. So if you are short on time, like I was when I joined as a member, this is how I got through the No BS weight loss course. And I will also say this, I am still that way. Very rarely will you see me sitting in front of this computer watching a live call or watching a video replay. Very rarely, hardly ever. But you will find me with an AirPod. I found out you can listen to AirPods in the shower. I even washed my hair this morning with my AirPods in. I listen to it while I'm getting ready in the mornings. If I brought down Christmas shit last night, I had an AirPod in my ear. I was listening to Corinne. I make sure that I just listen. I just want to keep her in my ear whenever I can. And so I'm an on-the-go listener. I am a podcast on-the-go listener. That is how I like to get my content in. Now, there are worksheets on here. There is the planner. There's all the things. Some of you, like I said, are deep dive divas. You're like, turn on a fire hose, MJ. I want it all. I want to fill out every worksheet. I want to do every single thing, whatever. But here's where I see a lot of people get stuck. If they can't do the worksheets, or if they don't have time to like take notes and like intentionally listen, they put it off. They just put it off and they do nothing. Do not let the worksheets stop you from listening to the course. Do not. Because I'm going to tell you something. Do you know how many of these worksheets Corinne had when she lost 100 pounds? Zero. She hadn't made them yet. All she was doing was writing down what she was going to eat every day. The worksheets came later. And they can speed up some stuff for you. If it was me, if I was a brand new baby member, and I had just joined, I would listen on the podcast. And then whatever kind of piqued my interest, like maybe I get down to module 3 and I'm like, how to stop overeating, urges. You know, I got a lot of urges. I've noticed. Let me see what worksheets are there. And I would click there and I would pick the worksheets that I would want to do. And that's all I would do. That is all I would do. The ones that applied to me or that I felt like I needed to do after I'd already listened to the material. That is one way that you can go through No BS. So make sure that you don't let it stop you. I coached one Sunday and it was hilarious. This woman had joined and she was like, what am I missing? Like, she was like, I was like doing yard work. I joined. I didn't have time to watch videos. And she says, so I just put in an AirPod. I was doing yard work, working in the garden and doing whatever. And she said, I just listened, but I didn't really, really listen. And she said, but one thing I remember Corinne say, ask yourself, are you hungry? And she was like, so I just started doing that. And she lost like 6 pounds in 2 weeks. And she was like, is there something else I'm supposed to be doing? She didn't even know the four basics. She didn't know about water and sleep and enough and writing a plan. She had no idea. She was like, I listened to the whole thing. The only thing I really remember is, am I hungry? So I just started there. What else should I be doing? She didn't do it perfectly at all. She was doing one thing. One thing. Am I hungry? And had lost like 5.5-6 pounds. Wasn't getting her water. She might have been getting her sleep, just whatever. But success starts with just listening. Just listen. People come on this website and they're like, I'm overwhelmed. There's so much to do. No, there's not. There are steps. I want you to go through the steps. Finish the weight loss course first. We got a maintenance course. If you've got 100 pounds to lose, it's here on this website. You don't need it yet. There's a mindful drinking bonus course on this website. If you're not a drinker, you're never going to need it. Ever. We've got resources for bingers. If you're not a binger, you don't need it. It's here. But if you're not a binger or you're not a drinker, you don't need those courses to lose your weight. And you never will. Everything on this website is available to you, but it may not be for you. Right now, there are, it says, finish no BS, choose your next pathways or bonus course. It's there on the website, but if you're not done with no BS, you don't need to go there yet. It's available to you right now, but it is not for you right now. We've got video replays. If you've not made it through the no BS weight loss course, those video replays are going to sit there and be waiting on you with open arms once you finish the weight loss course. It's available to you, but you don't need it right now. You need to get through the foundational no BS weight loss course. So what that does is gets you speaking the same language with this membership, using the same tools so that you don't get lost and you don't get overwhelmed and you don't get confused. A lot of times overwhelm just comes from thinking you have to do everything just like in the past with other diets. In no BS, we pick one thing, we get good at it, and then we pick something else and we get good at that. And that's how we do it here. It's not the pantry purge that like we totally upend what we're eating. We start planning what we're already eating. And that's how we do it in no BS. And then we reach out for support. If you're stuck and you don't know what to do next, just ask us. We will tell you. It's as easy as that. Okay. The planner. The planner is amazing. It is there for you. Now, if you look at the planner and you're like, fuck me, girl, that's a lot of work. I don't know. Get you a sheet of paper and write down breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. And start there. When you're ready to move in the planner, just, you know, write down the food. Then as you get comfortable, start writing things down a little bit more. You can fill out a little bit more of the planner. But I want you to see, it doesn't have to be perfect like in the past. Like on Atkins is always my favorite because I used to lose a hell of weight on Atkins. That no carbs, you know, we all did. Lose 20 pounds in like 5 minutes. But let one carb pass your lips and you are out of ketosis. One time, one fuck up, one little morsel of bread, and God bless, you were done. You were out of ketosis. You had totally screwed up. And then you would binge and just eat all the carbs because you denied yourself carbs for so damn long. Because it was going to take you 2 or 3 days to get back in ketosis. Better eat it all now before I have to get back after it. Before I have to get back on the wagon, before I have to buckle down. Just like that member last night. She went off, she ate the candy bar. And then she was like, you know what? I still got some evening left. And she rallied and she stayed on plan the rest of the night. That's how no BS works. It is not I'm on or I'm off. There are hundreds of decisions that you make every single day. If you make one or two of those hundreds of decisions that, you know, not exactly what you wanted to do, you still got 98 opportunities. If you've got 100 decisions to make to do something different. Imagine if you like were in school and you like totally flaked, your dog ate your homework and you got a 0 on it. You're like, well, guess I got an F in the class. I'm going to quit trying. No, you figure out what happened. And then you do different next time. You put your homework up so your dog can't eat your homework. You make a little bit of a pivot and change. Maybe you even talk to your teacher and say, my dog ate my homework. Is there something I can do? That's like on Ask Coaches. But you don't make one mistake and then be like, well, I guess I'm failing the 12th grade. Guess I never can leave high school. That's not how we do anything else in life. And we don't need to do weight loss that way. All right. That was my soapbox. I got on a soapbox, y'all. Okay. I'll calm down. Facebook. All right. So if you are new here, your page looks like this. Your first 30 days, no BS Facebook group. We even give you a preview of our subgroups that will unlock for you at day 31. You can come down and like plan where you want to go next. And then, like I said, accountability group or partner will also unlock for you at day 31. So you can request an accountability group. Or if you're in that new member group or somehow in the membership, you find your No BS bestie, you can also register that group. We have special calls for accountability groups. We have newsletters for accountability groups. If you choose to be in one, like I said, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. So I want you to just come in here and pick and choose what you need right now. Like I said, you don't need maintenance right now. Facebook is amazing. We do have coaches in Facebook. We've got coaches and ask coaches. But if you are on that Facebook group, make it a, won't you set a brand new boundary for yourself right now? If you are in Facebook, if you haven't written a plan yet for the day, don't go in Facebook. That's what I see so often. People spend so much time in Facebook. They're like, I just don't have time for no BS. I don't have time to listen to the modules. I don't have time. And then I see they post 15 times a day in there. They got plenty of time, but they're just putting their time in the wrong place. They're not putting the time in writing their plan. They're not putting the time in ask coaches. They're not putting the time in, you know, listening to the course. They're putting the time into Facebook. Corinne ain't gonna tell you how to lose weight in Facebook. You know, if you say I don't have time to do worksheets, but you're over in Facebook all day long. No, you don't have time. Facebook is no BS recess. That is where you go if you like want to meet people, want to crowdsource, want to do all that kind of stuff. The website is where you're going to lose weight. Now, we've already talked about some help. Ask coaches and Facebook is a great place to get help. If you're trying to avoid Facebook, go to Ask Coaches most definitely. That's where you go to get coach help. So if you're like, girl, I need a coach right now, that's where you go. And if you're new and you're in your first 30 days, you can also go ahead and schedule one of those new member transformation calls. If you have a tech issue, if you can't find something on the website or a page isn't loading for you, or you're having trouble downloading the podcast, or any of that kind of techie things, at the bottom of every page in No BS, there's this blue little thing at the bottom that says questions with a little question mark. You click there and you can send a question to our support team. Now, Ask Coaches, I do want you to know exactly how it looks, what it looks like. Ask Coaches, you click here to submit your question. And then within 48 hours, you come back to this website. It is anonymous to the membership. You will not get an email saying, hi, I got you something over here. You click here to see recent answers. Now, these are also searchable. You can ask us anything in here. All of our coaches do sign their Ask Coaches. And so you can see that people will write in, like this person wrote in a question specifically to Coach Lizzie. Now, if somebody is off or it's their day off or they're not available that day, another coach will hop in and answer. But you can kind of work with one coach specifically and Ask Coaches. So this is a great resource just to come in here and read. Because I know today I answered 3 or 4 very similar questions. And I don't mind answering them all, but a lot of times if you're like, I don't want to wait 48 hours, wonder if somebody already asked my question, you can just come in here and look. A lot of our members even treat Ask Coaches sort of like their own like morning Facebook or like a Reddit. They just come over here every day to see what members are writing in about. All right. Now, I'm trying to cut these calls down a little bit shorter, but we do have one Q&A question. I will answer it now. And then I want you to start putting questions in the Q&A if you've got a question for me. I'm a newbie. She joined a week ago. She had an overeat yesterday. On plan, I had planned 2 chocolates after dinner and ended up eating like 6. Plus, after that, I piled a few more of those applets and cotlets candy. I don't know what that is, but that sounds amazing. I'm doing a discovery worksheet to make sense of this. My thought was, it's so good, I don't want to stop. How do I normalize this thought? I can't think of any other reason for eating except for I just want it. I fought the urge for about 30 minutes trying to talk myself into thinking this urge is not a big deal, but eventually succumbed to it. What should I do during this time before I eat that can help me get through this and not eat? So, Anonymous, I can tell you've gone through module 2 of the No BS Weight Loss course. I don't know if you've made it to module 3. Module 3 is all about urges. She's talking about the 4 N's that you learn at module 2. So she noticed, it's so good, I just don't want to stop. I don't want to stop. Normalize. It is normal to want to keep continuing to eat food that tastes amazing. Plus, it's something I've done for a long time. Neutralize is the facts, only facts. So planned for 2 chocolates, ate 6 instead, and then you can add how many of the applets and cotlets you ate. That's all that happened. You just ate those things. You just list what you ate. So also something interesting in here you said, I fought the urge for about 30 minutes trying to talk myself into thinking this urge is not a big deal. So we know now that thought does not work for you. We just know it doesn't. So you need to try on a different thought. So you want to also allow an urge, right? And you allow an urge by not wanting it to go away. Listen, I have urges all the time. They're just there. Last night I had to pull out that fucking Christmas stuff. And I love Christmas, but I hate pulling that shit down. And I kept roaming in the kitchen. I was like circling the island. Because I was like, if I could just eat something, I was almost trying to will myself to be hungry. Because I certainly didn't want to go upstairs and start pulling shit out. And finally, as I'm circling and circling and circling and circling the island, looking for something that looked good, finally I was like, you just don't want to go do Christmas. You just don't. It's as simple as that. Now, I even told myself, go upstairs and pull out 3 boxes. And if you still want to eat, come on back down here. So I gave myself permission to even come back and eat. And what happened though? Once I pulled out them 3 boxes, I was in it. I was in it to win it. And I was like, well, might as well. I had actually even forgotten that I was down circling the island. A lot of times for me especially, which I think this may help you, Anonymous, is instead of being like, I can't have it. I can't have it. I can't have it. I didn't plan it. I've already had enough. Like beating yourself down. First of all, take a deep breath and say, of course I want it. You're brand new at this. You just joined a week ago. Probably this has been your pattern for years. You're not going to change it in a week. But just like that other member I was talking about, at least now you have awareness and you're giving yourself an opportunity to have a conversation. So you're writing this question like, you know, it's a terrible thing. But no, you've asked a question. You're working through your discovery worksheet. You're working on figuring it out. You recognize an urge. That is huge. That is your win from last night. So a lot of times what happens is we're like, oh God, this is never going to go away. Oh my God, why do I have to want stuff? See, this is why I'm never going to figure it out. This is going to be so hard. That perpetuates the urge. Instead, you can just say, of course I want it. I got some habits that I've been doing for a really, really long time. And then you could have even said something like I did. You know what? Go find something else to do. Have some water. Set a timer for 30 minutes. And if you still want it, you can have it. Such a great way to level it up. Because a lot of times we go to like berating ourselves. And that's not typically how change happens. If beating ourselves up and shaming ourselves all the way down the scale worked, we'd all be thin. We would all be thin. But we're, you know, you're in a weight loss group. And we've spent our lives beating ourselves up, shaming ourselves, talking to ourselves like assholes. So try to find some compassion for you whenever you're having an urge. All right. Any questions? Any questions? I mean, we can be done if you want to be done. That was all the information I have for you. If you want to ask me a question, go ahead. Or you can use Ask Coaches. Or once you've done your plan, you can go into Facebook. I'm just going to tell y'all, I want you, when you get on that website, and if you start to be overwhelmed, you start to feel like there's too much, all you have to do is one thing. One. That's it. Just like me in the boxes. It looked like a lot when I went up there last night. But one box at a time got the job done. One decision at a time will get your weight loss done. You don't have to do it all at once. The only reason you think you have to do so much at once is because that's how you've always done diets in the past. It was that all or nothing. You mess up, you've messed up big. And that's not no BS. Anita says, you get 3 calls in your first month, not one. Yes, you do get 3 calls. If you want them, you don't have to take them. But some people don't take any calls. I think you should at least take one. So you get to like ask your questions out loud. But if you're doing great, you don't need to. But 3 are available if you want them. Any other questions? Any other question? Going once, going twice. All right, y'all. Please reach out for help. Please, please, please. We are right here. We are right here. You don't have to give up on yourself. All you have to do is reach out for help. And we will help you. Period. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. Go listen to some No BS content. And I will see y'all in the Facebooks and apparently in Ask Coaches sometimes. I did have fun today. All right, y'all. Have a good day. Bye.